Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about miracles and the unexplainable and love that doesn't die even after someone's gone. Sometimes the stories we publish seem pretty incredible, but I'm sharing them with you because they did happen to our writers, and they can provide some hope of a continuing connection with someone you've lost. In our first story today, Cheryl James tells us what happened when she looked out the window one day at her husband, Don, who was working in the garden. Don had been through a tough year. His work hours had been cut back, and he'd recently lost his mom, Nita. Cheryl says, Don and Nita had been as close as any mother and son could be. She was his confidant, his rock, and her sudden loss was terribly difficult for him. He missed the daily visits with her for coffee, swapping stories about family and friends, and sharing their differing views on politics. There was never a day that went by without him thinking of her and wishing he could talk to her just one more time. Don had not openly discussed his pain and grief with Cheryl, but she could see it. But they were building a new house, and that raised his spirits. And also spring was approaching, and he brightened every time the subject of planting a garden came up. On the day that Don started working on their very first garden, Cheryl looked out the window to see how it was going. There was a glare from the sun, but she could see Don standing at the edge of the garden and a woman standing beside him, dressed in a black coat and wearing a headscarf. Cheryl thought that was strange. It was a warm day and you wouldn't need a scarf. And who was this woman? Maybe a neighbor, she decided. A few minutes later, Don came in through the garage to the kitchen. He had a strange look on his face. Cheryl asked about the woman he'd been talking to. What woman? He asked. The woman who was beside you at the edge of the garden, she replied. Don continued to deny there had been a woman, and Cheryl was getting upset. She was about to cry when Don said, Cheryl, it was Mom. I saw Mom. She asked him what he was going to plant, and after he told her, she disappeared. Don thought he'd dreamt it, and he hadn't planned to discuss it with Cheryl. Cheryl says, Don believes his mom may have appeared for a reason, to let him know she was okay and to help mend his broken heart. As to why she appeared to me, I can only guess that it was simply for confirmation to Don that her visit was real. Sylvia Maurice has another story along these lines. Her story started one October day when her husband Gary realized his wedding ring wasn't on his finger. They searched every inch of the house, his truck, and her car. They searched the garage, the workshop that he had been building, the front and back lawns, the flower beds, and the driveway. Gary had lost weight due to diabetes, so they decided the ring must have fallen off his finger one day when he was driving and he had flung an apple core out the truck window. Sylvia decided that if they didn't find his ring by Christmas, she'd buy him a new one as a gift. But then Gary was diagnosed with cancer, and he died before Christmas even came. Sylvia had lost the man she'd married at age 19, 37 years earlier. He was only 56 when he died. She drifted through the next few weeks, learning how to do the maintenance projects around the house that Gary used to do. The next fall, Sylvia went away to visit relatives during the week that would have been her 38th wedding anniversary. When she got home, her son said he had something to show her that might make her sad, but he thought it would make her happy too. Okay, she said, show me. Her son pulled Gary's wedding ring from his shirt pocket. He said he'd been in the garage and seen something shiny right in front of the garage door. Sylvia said this didn't make any sense. They'd been in and out of that garage a million times in the past year. How could their ring just show up in the middle of the floor? Well, it did. And she took that ring to the jeweler and had it resized for her. And now she wears her wedding band and Gary's. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Make sure you subscribe to it on Apple or Google or wherever you like to get your podcasts. That way, each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. If you'd like to learn more about the book that contains today's stories, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and Divine Intervention, you can find it on our website, chickensoup.com, by clicking the podcast button and looking at our featured books. You'll find the book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore, and of course on Amazon. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You. Stories about how sometimes it's okay to just be single and alone and happy with your own company.